A meeting of European military leaders is scheduled to take place in Rome on March 1. Lebanese Army Commander-in-Chief General Joseph Aoun has been invited to join the gathering focused on assessing the status and needs of the LAF as well as ensuring its readiness to enforce Resolution 1701 when the time comes. This meeting is set after Paris delayed an invitation to a conference meant to support the LAF, which was initially scheduled to coincide with the visit of Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani to France on February 27. French President Emmanuel Macron saw an opportunity to invite several countries to Paris, prominently the US, which is the foremost supporter of the LAF, to organize a comprehensive meeting in Paris, during which the needs of the army will be thoroughly assessed and the measures to secure them will be devised. According to French sources, the postponement is not due to political reasons or any shift in the supportive stance of the concerned countries towards the LAF. Instead, it is attributed to Qatar's inability to attend for logistical reasons. In addition, countries advocating for extending Lebanese Army Commander General Joseph Aoun's tenure maintain a robust commitment to supporting the army. Furthermore, the US has requested patience to better understand the regional situation, especially amid the ongoing war in Gaza. As for the same sources, the countries of the Quintet Committee, France, the US, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Egypt, alongside the United Kingdom and other European nations, have presented numerous ideas to aid the Lebanese army with armament, equipment, and financial support. In return, the army should have the primary and sole responsibility for fully implementing Resolution 1701, with assistance from UNIFIL forces. Additionally, these countries will exert the necessary pressure on Israel to cease its land, sea, and air violations. It is noteworthy that there is a proposal for Lebanon and Israel to simultaneously fulfill their obligations, leading to the prompt resolution of any remaining border disputes within a specified timeframe.